Imagine that you have some family money. Somebody comes along and says, I'd like to marry you. And so you get married. And imagine that after the marriage at some point, your spouse comes to realize that he or she can't really get his or her hands on that family money, and they leave you. How do you feel? Violated? Used? Just a means to an end? An object? You feel like you were not loved for who you were in yourself? Do you realize that almost all of us relate to God like that? How do you think he feels? What do you mean, you say? All right. You know, I've talked to zillions of people, and you've talked to zillions of people who over the years said, oh, I used to believe in God, or I used to, you know, I used to go to church, or I used to try to serve God, but he didn't come through for me. You know, he didn't let this happen, and he let this happen that shouldn't happen. I don't understand why he let my life go like that, and I asked for this, and he let me down. In other words, he had this incredible blessing bank account somewhere, and I know it's there, but he never would let me get my hands on it. And I was really after blessings, not God. And so the blessings of God is what I want, and when I wasn't going to get the blessings, I'm out of there. You married God for his money. He was an object.